community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
On the phone right now, we're going to talk to our weekly chat with Alan from the Brentwood Gazette. Morning, Alan.
Good morning. How you doing, Mike?
Oh, the better for speaking to you, my friend. So you've got a mixed bag in the Brentwood Gazette this week, is that right?
Yeah, it's another really interesting one. Like I've said before, I think you get these weeks where you get good ones, you get bad ones. I think it's a really interesting package this week as a whole. As well as obviously your local Brentwood news, you've got a lovely supplement inside for Euro 2016, complete with a wall chart in the centre spread. It's been one of those things that we've been looking at all week and thinking, how is this really going to come out in the newspaper? But now they're coming to the office, we're all thrilled with it. It looks brilliant. Really good supplement, that is, which is going to be handy. You've also got, a bit random, but you've got a guide to buying a home in Devon and Cornwall.
Oh, really?
But it's strange. There's a sort of people in this part of the world kind of look to buy second homes, I think, quite regularly.
So, yeah.
Might be of interest.
Oh, it's quite nice. I'd like to have a second house. I'd rent one out, obviously.
Yeah, tell me about it. If I had enough money, I'd have a second one that I wouldn't rent out.
Oh, just to sit there. Just cause.
I'll have it in Cornwall, I think, rather than Devon as well.
Either Cornwall or Devon, they're both fantastic areas to live.
Yeah, big fan of Cornwall, though.
Anyway. You've been there a lot, then, Cornwall?
Yeah, I'm over the years, like family holidays when I was growing up. I always used to go down there in the summer, a bit of surfing in a place called Polbeth near Weybridge.
Oh.
Very nice part of the country. Very quiet. You lose your phone signal when you get there as well, which is always a bonus.
That is a bonus, isn't it?
And then, yeah, back in the day, I think we used to be kind of out of contact. You didn't get internet or anything. But nowadays, anywhere people go to stay, yeah, there's kind of Wi-Fi built in, doesn't it? So you can't really get away from it. Everywhere you go, you can pick up an internet connection.
Now, when I was chatting to you off air, you mentioned it struck me as really funny. You mentioned something about a cat.
I knew you'd go for the cat.
It's just so funny. You've got to listen to this.
Yeah, this is a really good story. It's one that we kind of got word of a couple of weeks back. And every now and then you get these kind of like tip-offs or emails. And you think, is this really going to come to fruition? Is it going to actually turn into the story we want it to? And this was one of them, because it kind of knocked around for a while before we managed to pin down everyone involved in it. But it was well worth it, and I think the Nationals have perhaps picked up on it today as well. It is about a three-year-old cat called Tilly that lives in Worley. And this cat, it was adopted by a lady called Rose Alcock after it was kind of a stray, really. But this cat just brings the most random things back to her house. You would expect maybe a cat to bring back some animals, dead animals, a mouse or something like that. But not this cat. This cat brings back football socks, about 20 scouring sponges, gloves, a few more socks, and even like a U-bend pipe. it's quite an amazing story.
How did he get the U-bend through the cat flap?
God, no. Well, where's it getting the scouring sponges from is the other question we're asking. They're not just lying around in gardens, are they?
No, not exactly. On the washing line, you can understand. Marge, did you try explaining that to the missus? You open the door and all of a sudden the kitchen's full of women's underwear and you go, look, love, it's not me, the cat brought it home.
Well, you know what, the most recent thing it brought back is a pair of Victoria's Secret's underwear.
Really?
So it's got taste for some quality items anyway. But if you open your Gazette on page 3, you see this giant photograph of Tilly the cat staring up at you in the face. So it's a cute-looking cat, as cats go.
Well, cats are cats. I mean, they all look so similar, don't they, apart from the colouring?
This is a kind of, I don't know, I'm colourblind, so it looks grey and brown.
I've never seen a grey cat. I've never seen one. You know, you get the tan ones, the black ones, the white ones, don't you? But
nah, this is definitely kind of grey-browny. I think. I don't know. By the Gazette, have a look at page 3. Giant photograph of this cat. Make up your own mind. What colour is this cat?
Now, I've got to go and buy the Gazette just to see Tilly the cat and this collection of stuff.
Hey, you want to hear the headline? Purloining puss likes to bring Rose lots of gifts.
Nice. That's lovely. Lovely. So it just something funny flashed through my mind there. If it was owned by an OAP that's looking after this cat, I should imagine it's every day's like Christmas because you can't wait to get up to see what the cat's brought home this time.
Well, yeah, Rose is 69, and she just cannot work out where these different items are coming from. But like you say, it's like one of those mystery things, isn't it? What's going to happen next? What is this cat going to bring in next? Every morning, what's the present going to be this morning?
It's worth buying a Gazette just for that. Page 3, you say?
Page 3. 3. Yeah, sadly, I didn't think we could quite push the one cat crime wave onto the front page. I wanted to.
I can imagine.
We have to have some kind of editorial standards, don't we?
Well, Alan, it's always been a pleasure to talk to you, and today's been no exception, and we'll see you again next Wednesday about 9:30, is that right?
I will be here just then.
Fantastic, Alan. See you soon. Have a good week.
Have a good one, Mike. See you later.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.